We're going to leave you this hour in Mexico City, where we've been visiting this week. There are really ugly sounds. And then there are just ugly sounds. I'm playing an electric guitar made out of guns. Pieces of guns, clips from AK-47s, barrels from rifles and 9mm pistols. It's an art project and the inspiration of Pedro Reyes, a trained architect whose answer to the drug violence in his country is to turn weapons into music.
It's very curious because it's not something that you can really draw and then build. It's very hands-on, and it's about like taking these parts of guns, etc., laying them on a table, and then if you see this, the shapes, it's more like a random or kind of a fortuitous serendipities. No, you find something that combines with this part and that part, and then you come up with a design.
So I see Uzi here, you see Glockenspiel.
Uh-huh. Exactly, that's one potential use that we'll find for it.
That such a beautiful sound could come from guns used in the drug wars is precisely the idea that Reyes wants people to think about, taking power over violence by transforming weapons into something harmless but still powerful.
I would say that the transformation is very powerful because, I mean, obviously these guns have taken many lives. What I'm very impressed is that guns have a very lasting life. You know, like there's not like no planned obsolescence. They continue to work for generations, no? And these guns have killed more than once, no? It's, who knows how much suffering have they created. So it's like a feeling of taking that sheer might that the weapons have and making that into an instrument is very interesting because it's like the transformation is not only about the metal becoming like something different. There's like a kind of psychological transformation and a social transformation. I mean, that feeling of impotence is suddenly reversed, and what we want is like we're waging a cultural war because, I mean, we believe that guns don't need advertisement in magazines, etc., because they have the best advertisement agency, that is Hollywood and video games. And the way that they are presented in pop culture as something sexy, as something cool, is something that ought to change. And that's a cultural war, and that's a war that we're fighting with music.
Let's talk about Mexico for a moment. You've just described how your art makes you feel powerful in the face of something that makes people feel very powerless, the violence here. This feels like a moment of awakening in Mexico right now. You talk about power through art. It also seems like there's a political change going on right now, a sense of economic hope. What's happening in Mexico right now?
Well, there's a lot of work to do because we have just ended an administration period where there was this escalation of violence, and somehow there's a critical mass that now is aware that there are certain things that didn't work. And change has to come from all sectors of society. It's not that we can only expect solutions to come from the government. We also believe that as a creative people, as a civic sector, etc., we also have to do something. So, and I believe that this is something that you have to do between all sectors of society, like the private sector, you know, and the civilians and the government have to come together. And especially in the issue of violence, it's not that you can always say, oh, what we need is more police, more jail, more security. So that we saw didn't work. Interesting statistic was that in Chihuahua, the only week of the year that no deaths were reported was the week of a massive musical festival. And it's because all families were out. people took the streets, and that makes a community safer. So culture may have a bigger impact in the reduction of gun-related deaths than just like sending more army and more police, you know? So what we're trying to do with music is to use these events and show that, you know, if you can choose between a machine gun or an electric guitar, you'd rather go for an electric guitar.
Do you think that right now in Mexico there's a turning of the page where various sectors of society are saying in their own way, we're done with that, we want something different, and that some kind of cultural unity is really an antidote to a lot of the problems that Mexico has faced in the last decade?
Yes, I'm very positive about the coming years. However, we have still to elaborate several issues. No, I believe that one of the most important things is to really have a change in the policy towards the war on drugs, because it's proven that it has wielded terrible results. So I believe that legalization would kind of help reduce violence. And also, we have to stop the flow of weapons into Mexico. And for that, we need the help of the United States. And because it's a shared problem, you know, it's also a shared pain. When people say it's not guns that kill people, it's people who kill people, it's important to remember that it's a combination of guns and poverty that is like a kind of a recipe for disaster. And there's a lot of poverty in the United States as well as in Mexico. Without guns, we would be safer. And that's why we need to really embrace a kind of a change where, you know, you should make some sacrifices of your personal liberties towards a greater good.
Do you have a favorite? You got a name for one of these?
Well, we have come with very crazy names. For instance, there's one instrument called the Kalashnikov that is made of 12 clips of AK-47s. And it's like a marimba, sort of xylophone. And, you know, these weapons, most of them are designed for exclusive army use. No, they're assault weapons. You know, the big problem is that they are so widely available now that obviously it's a big effort to try to take them out of circulation.
All right, Pedro Reyes, it's been great talking to you.
My pleasure.
Pedro Reyes is an architect turned artist. His latest exhibit, Disarm, features weapons turned into musical instruments. His work will be on display in Pittsburgh later this year. Todd?
Well, John, you're making music with guns there in Mexico. Where are you off to next?
Well, we've got a humanitarian story about a struggle to find someone who disappeared in the violent last decade in Mexico. Also, how high can you stack expressways? Some ways this city may be repeating its mistakes.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.